You're on City Radio. You're on City Radio.
You're on City Radio's Midnight Hour.
Well, greetings, landlovers. Welcome to the Huron City Radio Midnight Hour, broadcasting from the middle of the largest body of fresh water on the planet. Today on the horizon, we have, you guessed it, endless glass in every direction. I'm Tom Babajowski, your host throughout. Stay tuned, because in 20 minutes, I'm going to see how long I can scream at the top of my lungs before passing out or disturbing the neighbors. Oh, I'm just kidding. There are no fucking neighbors. And now, a word from our sponsor.
Burroughs Homegrown Meats, where nothing is wasted. Try our new range of flayed skin shards. Barbecue, tobacco, or root beer flavor. Perfect for most occasions. Probably.
Oh, boy. They are probably right. Started one of their delicious shards last Tuesday. Something back up in there. Anyway, what a show I have lined up for you. Tonight's phone-in is all about books. Yes, big books, tiny books, long books, short books, angry books. We're all reading a lot more books, especially those of us without anything else to do. So, literary classics, are they works of genius that expand your mind? Or just the mad ramblings of sadistic strangers that waste your time and warp your worldview? Sometimes books can be so engrossing. They have you believing in strange, outlandish things like self-confidence, democracy, or the fact that kittens are chewing through the fabric of space and time, which will inevitably cause universal meltdown. Anywho, we look forward to your calls. Same number as always, 101-42. 22-666-13. Later, there's Tom's Top Tips and, of course, our competition winner from last week. We also see the return of our popular Bingo Week. And we have the first episode of radio drama Raccoon Man. Boy, you won't feel the same way about chasing those critters out of your trash after this one. But first, music from some musicians south of Huron City. And well, it looks like a trio. Terry, Tori, and Al with some Chance. Eric, what? Did you actually listen? Oh, you did. So they're... Oh, okay, they're not monks? Okay, all right. With their song, and it could not be more apt, as this damn seagull seems to have found its way back in. Jeez! With their song, A Dangerous Place!
This is a dangerous place.
Cry and the grieving sigh.
Well, that was music. Certainly not Chanting Monks. Another track from them later. And you lucky listeners, you can hear an interview with the people who actually took their precious time to record that. Now, it's time for the phone-ins. Literature, books, hell, cave paintings, and hieroglyphics. Since the dawn of time, man has been scratching meaningful symbols into any surface close to hand. From the Bible to the Kama Sutra, from Shakespeare to Dr. Seuss, books have been part of our day-to-day existence for thousands of years, but are they really worth it? Should you spend your time staring at small ink marks on a page until you vividly hallucinate? Or should you be doing something more useful like juggling or grounding the bathroom? Lines are open. Eric, my producer on the mainland, will greet you. And Eric, I asked you to send me something on the supply raft to take care of these seagulls. I was expecting poison or something easy like that. I've never even used a crossbow before. Oh, Eric, may you win the lottery and lose the ticket. Oh, and next time, Eric, you got to put on as much toilet paper as possible. The last half of Little Women chafed something terrible. All right, now we have a caller on line one. That's the only line we have. Who do we have here?
Edna. It's Edna from the mainland.
Yes, Edna. I know you're from the mainland. Books. Fact or fiction? Knowledge or garbage?
Well, I only ever read one book in my life.
What? Really? Just one?
It was horrible. I've never looked at a book since.
Well, that's very unusual.
It was dramatic.
So which book had such power, such a terrible impact on your young mind?
Good Night, Moon.
Good Night, Moon. The Good Night, Moon? The book that must be in nearly every household. The book that more children in America have access to than they have to lead-free drinking water.
Well, yes, that Good Night, Moon. It was terrifying. Oh, that room and those colors. So unearthly.
It does have a different color scheme, I guess.
Utterly demonic. And that old woman eating mush. She was a rabbit, for God's sake. I couldn't sleep for days. I thought that if all books were like that, well, then I'd never open one again.
Well, that's some experience you had. But surely at kindergarten, in school, they would have shown you books.
Well, yes, they did, but I pretended I was blind.
Wait a minute. They could have just read them to you.
Well, they tried, but I pretended I was deaf.
Oh, come on now. They must have noticed something was up.
Well, admittedly, they did get a little suspicious when they saw me talking and playing in the schoolyard, but...
No, this is just... What on earth?
I would pretend that I was a cannibal, you know, and so that's why I opened my mouth really wide to bite them and show them my...
All right. Next caller, please. Now on line one. What's your name, sir?
Hello, Tom. This is Anthony. So wonderful to get through.
Nice to have you on the show, Anthony. So, books, literature, something to treasure... Or something to trash?
Oh, to treasure, without a doubt.
Yeah, why is that?
Well, great books can take you to places and worlds that you'd never get a chance to see in real life.
Mm-hmm.
And with the best books, well, it's rather like having the experience of the characters yourself.
So you'd like to share some examples of this with our listeners?
Oh, certainly, Tom. Take John Steinbeck's Grapes of Wrath, for instance. One can feel the suffering of Tom Joad, live through the agonizing choices he has to make to try and help his family.
I see.
And Charles Dickens, Oliver Twist.
Uh-huh.
Here one gets the sense of living like a street urchin and experiencing the squalor and dirty streets of Victorian London. And then there's Titiana Ample's book, Call Girls of Paris. One can joyfully imagine walking down the Boulevard de Clichy with a rich, well-dressed gentleman by your side and slipping down a grubby alleyway and gently ripping off one's knickerboxers and taking his enormous...
Thank you, Anthony. Next caller, please. God, Eric, for God's sake, you gotta check him like we said. Hello, and who do we have on the line now to talk about the wonder or chunder of books?
Mr. Babajowski.
Call me Tom.
This is Lucinda Marimba from the Huron City Library. You have 27 books that are 6 months overdue.
How can I get them? I mean, I
can pay
can't
by
get off
check,
this. Wait, what?
Cash, or money order.
Wait, you don't take credit cards?
Of $104.99.
Right.
You currently have French Pastry Making for Beginners, The Story of O.
Oh, okay, that's enough now.
101 Creative Hairstyles for the Balding Gigolo.
Well, that's enough now.
Make Money from Toe Jam.
Eric!
Seagulls, Recipes and Dating Tips for the Lonely Mariner.
All right, next caller, please. Thank you. Our final caller tonight. You're through to Tom Bobajowski on Huron City Radio's Midnight Hour.
Hey, thank you for calling back. Come on, pizzas. You're through to Raymond. How can I help you?
What? No, you're calling me. What? Eric, hey, what's going on?
Would you like to place an order, sir?
No, wait, I'm on the radio. Well, you're on the radio. We're doing a phone-in. You're supposed to be calling me.
I'm sorry, bro. What?
You know what? It doesn't even matter. You don't happen to be into literature, do you?
Oh, look, man, I just work here, all right?
So you have no comment on whether great literature is a source of inspiration or just pretentious nonsense?
Well, I mean, if you put it like that, I'd have to say, like, most literature is propaganda for, like, a bourgeois worldview. I mean, one could easily argue that, like, literature is written from the vantage point of the privileged few. I mean, how many, like, normal, hard-working dudes have time to devote, like, to write a whole novel, man, that's, like, time-consuming? You know, when they're trying to put food on the dinner table, you know, they need to get little Timmy's teeth fixed. Like, how many global citizens can spend 8 hours a day writing down their thoughts?
All right, Raymond, I'm going to have to stop you right there.
And, like, believing that people actually care and are interested in those thoughts.
Now, Raymond, talking about all this food on the table, I've got to see if you can get one of those backgammon babies out here.
Oh, sure thing, dude.
All right, large, extra anchovies. Hang on, folks. Eric, can you talk with Raymond here, please? Thanks. Good, yeah. Extra, yeah. Wonderful, wonderful. Thank you to all our callers. We'll do another phone-in next week. You're listening to Tom Bobajowski's Midnight Hour here on Huron City Radio. The time is... who cares? All I know is it's time for...
Tim's Top Tip.
Bum, 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 bum.
Tim? What? Who the hell is Tim? Now, how long have you known me, Eric? A what? A typo? Typo schmipo. It's time for Tom's Top Tips. And tonight's tip is for Alice Loafenbrow, who's written in from Anchor Falls. She asks, Dear Tom, I have some unsightly deep red stains all over the carpet. My husband used to take care of such household problems, but he's no longer around to ask. One of your top tips would be extremely helpful, especially as I have company coming at the weekend. Yours bludgeoningly, Alice. Well, Alice, you're in luck because carpet stains are easy. Just take club soda, mix in 1 quart of ground virgin toenails and 3 drops of the tears of a baby born under a full moon and apply generously. If the stain is tomato-related, be sure to add a strong degreaser. All sorted. I'm sure your guests won't spot a thing. won't spot a thing. Oh, my goodness. Another top tip next week. And remember, if you have a problem you need help with, drop me a line. Tom Bobajowski, The Gray Ship, Lower Lake Huron. Don't forget the waterproof postage stamp. Damn it. Hang on. Let me try... All right. Try to shoot out the window. Come on. Now just go out there. There's the water out there. No, not that way. Shit bag. Anyway. And now back by popular request, we have Tom's Bingo Bonanza. So get your cards ready and remember, tonight's prize is a Midnight Hour mug used by yours truly. Our first number, 72, the year Uncle Jimmy went down. All the fours, 44. The number of legs on my first dog, 3. Next is 15, 3 and 8. 38. Aha! Tom's next birthday, 21. Months I was married, 13. All on its own, number 1. 76. 76 trombones in the hit parade. 4, 5 clarinets, blah, 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 banjos. Da, 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 da. 6 and 5, 11. Life begins at 40.
That's bullshit.
53. The number of weeks I've been out here. All alone. 69. Oh, hang on. Eric tells me we have a caller. Hello, you're through to Tom Babajowski.
Bingo!
Well, congratulations. Stay on the line, and Eric will take your details, and we'll get we'll get this mug to you as soon as possible. And now, sit back, make yourself comfortable, or at least in less agony. It's time for...
In the original Midnight Hour, you would now be listening to the Huron City radio drama, Raccoon Man, Episode 1, Trapper Hansen's Mansion. You can find these in the original Midnight Hour podcast or on Huron City Radio Drama Presents podcast. Or visit our website at HuronCityRadio.com. And now, back to Tom Babajowski.
Wasn't that great? No, I mean, was it or not? I can't tell anymore, to be honest. Anywho, tune in next week for episode 2. Now, before we head to the weather, just time to keep you informed on some of the events going on in and around Huron City and the Greywater area. A reminder that all next week sees the annual exhibition of work from the inmates of Huron City's Quilting Correctional Institution. This groundbreaking facility uses quilting as part of the rehabilitation process, as felons are forced to face their actions by sewing their deeds into not-to-scale depictions with thread and fabric. This year, the 165-foot-long quilt crafted by Ted Mad Coyote Cooter will be up for auction. This record-breaking quilt features highlights from many of his sprees across the Great Lakes region and is hoped to beat the $42 raised from last year's prize-winning exhibit, Here They Be, from Eddie the Gravedigger Edwards. And this weekend sees the 55th Huron City Multicultural Festival taking place at the Greywater Center for the Arts. This year, someone who visited Canada a while ago will show slides of some moose licking the sap from recently tapped maple trees. So, dates for your calendars, I guess. Can't say I keep one. I mean, it's not like I can go anywhere. Yeah. Anyway, time for the weather from the bottom of the lake with our underwater weather girl, Wendy Abalone. Hi, Wendy.
Well, Tom, it's pretty wet downhill tonight. There was a cloud of E. coli coming in from the east, but that should be cleared away by mid-morning. We have reports of a rather large shoal of protective prophylactics that have been spotted drifting in from the lower lake, which will be a couple of hours before it has completely passed through, so please take care. The oil spill level for the next 24 hours is low to medium, and just now, a cute silver fishy came so close it nearly touched the end of my nose. Back to you, Tom.
Ah, thank you, Wendy. What a girl. Half sturgeon, half volleyball coach. And now another word from tonight's sponsor.
Burroughs Homegrown Meats, where nothing is wasted. Try our brand new range of mystery snacks from previously undiscovered cuts of meat. There's tendon twizzlers, loins of underpart, and the amazing fat-free Chop a Wonder.
Patent pending.
Burroughs Meats, perfect for nearly all occasions. Probably.
Mmm, yummalicious. So much in this sample box they sent. Boy, you really got to try these mystery spheres. Chewy, meaty, a little hairy. It's just a shame they only come in packs of two. Coming up later on Tom Babajowski's Midnight Hour, another song from tonight's musical guest, plus an interview with the music makers themselves. But next, time to reflect on the more serious issues affecting the world about us, with insight from Professor A.V. Moore of Ava Moore University, who tonight will be talking about a subject close to my heart, pollution in the Great Lakes.
I want to talk about squirrels. Did you know that a squirrel can potentially survive a fall from its terminal velocity? That means that it could be dropped from any height and walk away. So, I say we start in New York City, right? Lots of tall buildings, shite ton of squirrels. We go to the top of the Empire State Building and start chucking the little bastards off the balcony just to see what happens.
Yeah, thanks, Professor. I'm sure we can all take away something from that. And now, hang on. It's settled over in the corner. Ah, you pecked me, you prick. Ah. Oh. Ow. Mm. And now, a second song from tonight's musical guest, Terry, Tori, and Al. Chant something else. It drew blood. It drew blood.
Thank you.
that seems to have stopped the bleeding. All right. As promised, we have an interview with tonight's band. So I'd like to welcome you to the Midnight Hour. And now, who do we have tonight? Is this Al, maybe?
It's pronounced Territorial Champ.
All right. So are you Terry or Tori?
Nope. My name is Enzo.
Is there even a Terry or a Tori or an Al in the band?
No. Nobody by that name. I got Matt Schellenberg, Frank Bartnick, Carolyn Schellenberg, Taman Schellenberg.
No Terrys or Tories. Okay. The name of the song we heard was Confessions of a Two-Faced Patriarch. So a man with two faces. Is this a song about the superhero villain, the one with two faces?
No, it's dealing with the main subject is a husband who appears to be a really upstanding guy in public, but when he's at home with his wife, he turns into a monster with her, is a very abusive person. But to the public's eye, he's like this really awesome guy.
So how long has the band been playing together?
It's been off and on over 20, 30 years. We've done live performances 30 years ago, and then we've just been back at it now for the last couple of years, been doing some recording and making videos.
So what instrument do you play?
Mainly electric guitar, but also I have a mandolin that we use.
The mandolin. Do you need special fingers to play that?
At first I thought so. Yeah, I got some chubby fingers, so it was hard to hold down those strings. They're so tight together. But somehow it works out if you just keep going. Don't give up.
Enzo, if your band had to play through an oncoming plague, which one would you prefer? Frogs, locusts, or fish flies?
I think frogs. I like frogs.
Frogs it is. Okay. Who in the band has the most skeletons in their closet? Every band's got skeletons in the closet. You can tell me. It's not like anybody's listening.
Knowing those guys, it's probably me. Maybe Frank, the guitar player.
What about sandwiches? What's your favorite sandwich?
I prefer roast beef sandwiches with some gravy and some mashed potatoes, open-faced roast beef.
Sounds good. You know, I was in Marrakesh back in 79. There was this little cart outside the Hotel Radisson, run by a squalid yet handsome little man who answered to the name of Salome. And he served hands down the greatest smoked goat leg tortilla wrap in the entire Eastern Hemisphere. Oh, you ever have anything like that, Craig?
No, I'm Enzo.
Okay, Craig, go ahead. You ever have a sandwich like that?
There's no Craig here.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Okay. If you ever get to Marrakesh, Hotel Radisson, check it out. All right. Listen, if listeners want to find you, if they were so inclined, where would they encounter you?
Through our Facebook, Territorial Chant, or through our YouTube channel of Territorial Chant.
So you need internet for that. I don't have internet out here.
Well, I recommend it.
Yeah. Sounds good. Sounds like fun. I hear good things about it. It may be taking off. All right, Craig, Al, and Enzo, thank you so much. Territorial Chant. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, thanks to Territorial Chant for that. More music next week. Now, last week's competition winner was a Mr. Ernest Hemingway of 7th and Tombstone. And his answer of, "Never in a month of Sundays, you scab-faced mongrel," was pulled from the hat. By hat, I mean the trash can from the kitchen. Now, finally, before I leave you to those thoughts hammering away in your head, it's time for Tom's Poetry Pocket. That time in the show where I turn out a pocket, find some scrap of paper tucked away in there, and invariably discover a few lines of poetry I've scribbled down in one of my more contemplative moods. Oh, what do we have here? Back of this letter, 32nd District County Court. Dear Mr. Baba, summoned here. No, that's not it. What's on the other side? Oh, here it is. In the beginning, I caught a ray of sunshine, put it in my pocket, and waited. Without me knowing, it had turned into a dream. Such sophistication was not necessary. I left my mother, stranded, crying in a field of fretted dreams, all of which were stained with colors from a rainbow. More from Tom's Poetry Pocket again next week. But before we go, okay, all right, enough. Where is that crossbow? All right, how do you do... Oh, damn it. Oh, you son of a bitch. Oh, Jesus. Oh, God, I got half of it. Oh, keep still. Oh, not the beak again. Why, you little... Oh. You've been listening to the Midnight Hour on Huron City Radio. With me, Tom Babajowski. Oh, dear God, that poor bird. Thanks to all our callers tonight. And Raymond, if you're listening, that pizza hasn't arrived yet. Thanks to Wendy Abalone, Professor A.V. Moore, and tonight's band, Territorial Chant. I can't believe it. A special thank you for tonight's sponsors, Burroughs Homegrown Meats, where nothing is wasted, apart from you, by the sounds of it, Eric. Eric, the show's not finished yet. Oh, for fuck's sake. Oh, where did I put that book? Seagulls, Recipes, and for the... oh, here we are, Frank.
You have been listening to the Midnight Hour on Huron City Radio with Tom Babajowski. You've heard the voices of Tom Babajowski, Jake Buckley, and Emily Coggle. Tom's Top Tips jingle was sung by Giovanna Greco. Thanks to our special musical guests, Territorial Chant with Etso Duva. Thanks to our special musical guests, Territorial Chant with Enzo Duva. The show was created by Daniel Williams and was written by Daniel Williams and Jake Buckley, with additional material from Tom Babajowski and Jamie Leslie. Production and editing by Daniel Williams. The Midnight Hour is recorded at Parallel Studios and is a Huron City radio show for Albion Fields Productions.